Okay, today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Tes, and today's shiur is sponsored, two sponsorships, two yard sites today. Number one is sponsored, Lezecha Nishmas Menucha Friedman, on her fifth yard site today. She was zocha to see generations of B'nai Torah, Shomrei Mitzvos, dedicated by the Friedman family. And two, it's yard site of Mrs. Beatrice Cook, her first yard site, Batya Bas Nachem Ber, a mother who raised her two boys by herself to be B'nai Torah, which has been transmitted to grandchildren and great-grandchildren, sponsored by the Cook family. And we thank both sponsorships, and all the Torah today should be Le'ili Nishmatan. Okay, so today's daf is Daf Yates. We got into some major Gittin Sugyas yesterday, and now let us continue our discussion regarding the issue of Shtaris and when they were written. We just spoke about the case of 10 people and signing the Nafkamina between Eid and Tnai, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So now we have a story that is somewhat related. Hahu, four lines from the bottom on Yud Ches Amid Beis. Somebody says to 10 people, write a gift for my wife. Two of them signed on that day. And then the other signed in 10 days from now. Right? So we said this was an afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So also the Kamei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They came in front of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omar Le. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kedayu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Ala B'Shas Atchak. We know Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon is the one we spoke about yesterday. Now, Savein of Lagarsha. Nechtevu Bayom and Nechtevu Balayla. Rabbi Shimon Kasher is Machshir. So, says the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kedai Rabbi Shimon to rely on B'Shas HaTchak in this situation. Says the Gemara of Ahamar Reish Lakish, Lo Hichshir Rabbi Shimon Ela La'alter. But 1 minute, did Rabbi Shimon only allow it? Remember the first Machlokas we had yesterday between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Didn't he only allow it La'alter if they saw him like that night? We kind of had a sorry. Yamim lo, but not 10 days later. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, "Oh, you can be makel there too. Be a hikar Rabbi Yochanan Sfira Le. We can be makel like Rabbi Yochanan that we're not worried about Sheva Pies. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. But if you're holding like Rabbi Yochanan, there wasn't he machmir regarding the other question. Shnayim Yishum Eidim V'kulam Yishum Tanai." And regarding the other, the other question. So if they're all Mishum Tanai, so you don't even need to come on to Rabbi Shimon, right? Because they're all Mishum Tanai. But he Reish Lakish Virulei. No, but it could be that he held like Reish Lakish in that regard. So because he held like Reish Lakish, that they're all Mishum Edim, that's why you have to come up and say it's really like Rabbi Shimon, and that's why we can be Mekel. The language of Kedai, Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav B'Shas HaTchak, is a crucial language which many Achronim explain. They know Rabbi Yehuda writes this a number of times, and it comes, one of the earlier sources from the Torah Schatas. The Torah Schatas in the Ramah has a sefer on Yaradeya called the Torah Schatas, and is quoted all over Yaradeya. And there in the Hakdama, it's not printed in every Torah Schatas, but there is a Hakdama to the Torah Schatas that he has. And in there, he discusses why he's writing the Sefer, because there's many poskim all over, and nothing is clear. And obviously, he wrote this at the time that the Shulchan Aruch was written, which we're going to see soon. And he says, "Vim yipsok adam acher dvarav." And the Shulchan Aruch wrote what he wrote, but if somebody paskins differently, beprat dini yisur v'heter, which comes up all the time, asher yasad b'Shulchan Aruch shelo yistar kol minhagi shalogim b'medina zelu. He wrote this alongside, and we're going to talk about. He wrote hagos for the Shulchan Aruch also, but you know, many times we have different minhagim than is written there, and people are going to think they're doing something wrong. So I'm going to write the sefer, which quotes a lot of the Ashkenazic Minhagim. And then he says, let me explain, and then, even before, unbelievable, why does he call it the Torah Schatas? Because he is not sure whether he's always going to be correct or not. So he's bringing a karban. He's bringing a chatas before he writes his sefer. And just like the Gemara says, if you're osek in Torah Schatas, it's ke'ilu, you brought a karban chatas. That's why he wrote this sefer and he names it that. Okay, nekdamti lahakriv a karban chatas asher huba al chet hamaisa. Be'inyan achibur azeh asher tachliso hamaisa. Vizos Torah Schatas, shekala osek b'Torah Schatas, ke'ilu hikriv chatas. Kamosha osek b'Torah Schola, mechaper al heruri alev, v'yim keim atzmos halimu. That's why he named the Torah Schatas. Why are we quoting this here? Because in that Akdama he writes, you're going to look here and you're going to see sometimes I write, B'makam hefsed meruba, B'shas hatzchak, you can be mekel. Why are you allowed to do that? If we paskin like the Mal Machmer Shita, so, or L'Kavit Shabbos, right? So he says, because really in all of those places, we paskin L'Kula. Me'ikar Adin is L'Kula. Humitam ki ba'osan ha'makomos ha'yanira li ki heter gamur aliba de'ilchasa. Rako achronim zal hechmiru b'davar v'lachein kasafti shebe'makam de'lo efshar yishlahamen al-davar al-dino v'chein matzinu be'kamay u'basroi de'avdi hachi. And that's what I find in many sources. He quotes the Ma'ari Mintz, who writes in the Tshuva, da'an those are equal tzrachim. But again, in those in all these cases, says the Taras Chata, says the Nodim Yehuda, says the Aruch HaShulchan a number of times, it is because that really me'ikar din we paskin l'kula. Once we're on the topic of hakdamas of the Ramah, we can't not mention the Ramah's hakdama in the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah writes in his hakdama to his commentary on the tour, the Darkei Moshe, he says one of the most unbelievable acts of humility in the history of the Jewish people. The Ramah writes there, that as he was writing his own Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah had the same idea as the Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He was writing his own Shulchan Aruch, and as he was in the middle of Yaredeya, he got word that Rabbi Yosef Cairo has already come out with his Shulchan Aruch. Ubahagia, he quotes from the Tanakh. Ubahagia Tor Esther, Ratzalomer Iser Veheter, Vitchalti Hilchaschala. Right when I was writing Hilchaschala, Achazni Palatza Lavashni Chalchala, I started shaking. Bishami Ner Yisrael Rosh Agola, Ari Misabchola, El Hashamayim Baruch Alan Kadish. He talks all about unbelievably Shulchan Aruch. Oz the Chiber Sefer Beit Yosef, Asher Beis Yosef, which was the lead into the Shulchan Aruch. Asher Kol Roav Yadinis Malatov Etuvo Verov Atamar Tzafun Bekirbo. You realize what an unbelievable work it is. Oz Nifhalti Shepoel Harikpaalti. Oh, but I started thinking, what I'm doing is nothing. I'm doing this, it's for naught. V'sheyagati larik, somebody beat me to it. V'lebehala, v'sheniti b'chinam, mimeni gazalti. V'sheynasi b'chinam, mimeni gazalti. I took away my own sleep for nothing, says the Ramah. V'lanara zeis palalti, ki divarai neged chachamanal, ka nechshu, v'shraga b'tira mayahani. What I write is nothing, it's like a candle and during the day. So I thought to myself, I'm finished. Ubiosi yamim rabim bezos hamavucha. Many days I was confused, says the Ramah, what I should do. Asher lo haya lo libi minucha kalacha. Namas bekirbi kamo mayim. Achis palalti elavisha bashamayim. Leimar habracha achas hilucha avi. V'tein li derech emes bov avi. Help me figure out what to do. Shalo yu kol dvarai genuzim. I shouldn't just put away my words forever. Every phrase here is a play on words from a pasuk in Tanakh. Vestfilasi v'yagia kfira alokim v'yochach amesh. V'horali all of a sudden, I had a vision of what I'm supposed to do. V'yamarti avina divrei sefer beis Yosef achriso. I'm going to leave the beis Yosef. I'm going to leave the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm just going to add on to it. I'm not going to write my own Shulchan Aruch, because then that would split the Jewish religion. And therefore, I'm just going to add on where the psak is different. Obviously, he went following two out of three, Rambam, Riff, Rush, but many times he leaves out the Baalei HaTosfos and the different minhagim that we have in our land, says the Ramah. So I'm going to take his sefer, and I'm just going to add on my hagos to his sefer. I'm going to put a tablecloth on the table, right, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah's commentary, the Mapa, right, the Derech. I also have a Derech. He is the Beit Yosef, but I'm the Darkei Moshe, the Derech, the ways of Moshe. I can also add on to his sefer as well. And then he quotes, unbelievably, Darkei Moshe b'gematria bo b'Beit Yosef. Right? It's a similar gematria. The Ramah says, I'm just adding on. I'm not taking the place of an unbelievable act of humility that he didn't write his own Shulchan Aruch. And that's why we have the Ramah today. But again, the Hakdama of the Taras Chatas is what got us into this, and then we just added on the Hakdama of the Darkei Moshe. Okay, so now says the Mishnah. We are now starting the halachas of writing a get, which we not just signed and written, as we've spoken about the halacha of lishma, but now what materials? Says the Mishnah, ha-bakol kosvim, any type of dark material and ink can be used. Bidyo, Bisam, Besikra, Uvekomos, Uvekankantom, any of these types of dyes, red dye, and this dye, and that dye, the Mefarshim explain what all these are, B'chol Davar Shushal Kayama. And anything that is permanent, anything that is Kayama, says on the side, another Girsa Roshem. Right, it's not clear, what does Kayama mean? We know in Hilchas Shabbos, Kayama is a Machlokas, what does it mean? The Mishnah in Shabbos says that you only chayav on Shabbos malacha daraisa if you do an act shel kayama. Does that mean that it's going to last for 24 hours? Does it mean that it's going to last for longer than that? What if you have a get that's going to last for 24 hours? You're going to say it's disappearing ink. So you're going to say that's good enough for Hilchas Gittin? It might be good enough for Hilchas Shabbos if it's going to last. But Hilchas Gittin? So kayama, let's say, means, you know, a serious amount of time. Ein kos v'lo b'mashkin v'lo b'mei peros. Right, you're not allowed to write a get with liquid or fruit or anything that's not miskayim. It has to be permanent. And that's in terms of the materials. That's in terms of the liquid, the ink. So now what about the surface? Al hakol kosvid. You could write it on anything. Al shel zayis. You could write it on a branch or a leaf of an olive tree. Va'al hakeren shel para. Or on the horn of a cow. Vinosi and Lazapara, you just have to give the cow. Right, we'll see. You can't write it on the horn and then cut the horn and then give it, because that is mechusar, not just nesina, but mechusar chaticha v'nesina. So if you give the whole cow, though, so you wrote it on a cow and you give the cow, al yad shel eved, nosi las eved, write it on the arm of an eved, and then give the whole eved. That's the Tana Kama. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, in Kosin Lo al Dabar Shishba Ruachayim Velo Ala Ochlim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, you can't write it on anything that's alive. You can't write it on an animal, learn it out from Sukkim. You can't write it on a person, and you can't write it on food. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. If you look at Aleshel Zayas, there are two Chashuki Chemeds I think we have today. Aleshel Zayas, write it on the branch of an olive tree. A question that comes up sometimes. Sometimes, now we get packaged ones, but let's say if I was picking my own Aravos. I have Aravos. What happens if there are, I have two Aravos coming out of the same branch. Sometimes you have a small, but let's say two big ones, out of the same roots, same branch, you have two Aravos. How many Aravos could you count that as? Could you count that for two? You know, we need two Aravos. So what if that's all I have? Can I make a bracha? Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, as we know, the Dalet Min and one Lulav, one Esrog, two Aravos and three Adasim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, "Im natal bat echad shel arava tzorach lachzer v'lito levarech." One is not good enough. Yesh list topic. Asked Rav Zilberstein, "Kasher yesh lo arava achas v'shemimena yotzei od arava sheish bashir gimel tvachim." Not a tiny little branch. You have two big ones. Ha'im heim nechshavim l'shtei aravos v'ein tzorach lachachas od arava. Does that count as two? O shema heim nechshavim l'arava achas, or it's only one? So he quotes, "What's the first? When do you look in Shas?" First source he quotes is our Gemara and the Meiriyot. Our Mishnah says, right, if you write the get on an Aleh Shel Zayis Kasher, says the Meiri, wow, you could write the whole get, that's a very large leaf. Says the Meiri right here, Sha'af Sha'aleh Shel Zayis Eino Mechil Kol Tofes HaGet, even though one little leaf cannot fit the higher get, Ma'irisha Kasvu Al Shnei O Shlosha Alim. Wow, you wrote it on a number of leaves. The Heim Nikroim Sefer Echad. And that's called one. You have to give Sefer Krisis. You can't give a get written on two different parchments or two different pages. No, it's got to be Sefer Echad. So two Olam are called one. Al Yedei Tziruf Habad. Shechibur Habad Chibur Gomerhu. Hoel Hu Makom Yenikas Ha'alim. That's good enough, says the Meiri, to be called one. Because they're all get the same nourishment from the same mid branch, that's good enough. So says V'chashuki Chemed, maybe you would say, if it's good for get, it's no good for hadas. L'chore, imanu mekilim v'omrim, sheshnei alam oshlosha ha-mukhubarim yachad, al yedei tziruf habad, nechshavim l'sefer echad, nechmei yonke bimenu yishmokom gam loma l'chumra. Maybe it could be l'chumra in arkesha, alam nechshavim l'echad, vein yotze b'em chovas arvei nachal. If it's good for get, maybe it's no good to be called to aravos. Ki heim nikram echad, me'achar shnei mukhubarim levad v'yonke bimenu. Unless you're machalik, efshal machalik, shabalim hayon kim me'abad, hein achshavim la'echad. When you have leaves that are yonik, that are nourished from the bad, that's one. Avol shnei badim, but that's talking about two leaves on a branch. But if you have two branches, two branches that basically were independent. Alashnei badim gedolim shemehem kvar yotim od alim ulai enachiber osalashnayim. Right, that's his suffix, and now he goes back and forth and discusses this, that he says lamaisa for this mitzvah da'oraisa. He thinks he would be able to be makel based on other sources. But either way, that is the first Chashuke Chemed of today, which has to do with this Aleph Shel Zayis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Gemara. I'm sorry, says the Gemara. Dio, diosa. Dio is black, black ink. Sam, sama. Sam is sama, the type of ink that is. Sikra, amar, avarachana. Sikartashma. Okay, all different types of materials and liquids. Kumis is kuma. Kankantom. What's kankantom? Amar Rava Barbarchana, Amar Shmuel. Charsa de Ushchafi. It's the black that a shoemaker uses. Black that a shoemaker uses. Shoemakers must have been very common professions in the days of the Talmud. Many times when we're looking for an item, like here, or looking for an example of a profession, right, we say a shoemaker. Right, the famous comment of the Chafetz Chaim. It's written, if you want to see it inside, in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, the first piece in Parshas Bechukosai. Right, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Ches, what we say at every Siyum. Anu Amelam Mahamam, Hem Amelam, Anu Amelam Makalam Schar, the Hem Amelam, the Enam Makalam Schar. Right, they work, and we work, and we get reward, and they work, and they don't get reward. And many a Siyum ask the question, what do you mean? They work and they don't get reward? They work, they get reward. If you have a shoemaker, or if you have a tailor, right? They work and they make your shoes so that you pay them for it, right? So what's the pshat of the Gemara, which we say at a Siyum? So the Chafetz Chaim explains, because if you gave him your shoes to fix and he didn't fix them, you're not going to pay him. You only pay him for the results. You don't pay him for the work itself. And the Chiddush of Talmud Torah is that we get paid for the work itself, we get paid for the amelus, even if we don't get anything out of it, right? Lokein, says the Chafetz Chaim, Lokein u'adavar b'limad ha-Torah, anu nitzavinu la'amol ba-Torah, to work hard, kakosev b'chukosai teilechu, shetiyu amelam ba-Torah. And we might make mistakes, but we get schar for the amelus, even if the work is not finished, right? The lo alecham l'chol gmar, and that's the kavan of the maimer, anu amelim u'mekalim schar, for the amelus. And then he quotes different stories on the bottom about other gedolim of his time. It spoke about the godless of learning itself and not just the result. And there are many stories that even if somebody doesn't learn the story of the stipler. We quoted this in Parsha Shir recently. The story of the stipler, that the taxi driver who's exhausted, who says to him, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, I'm such a long day, wake up early, and then late, and then I go to the shir every night, I go to the rabbi shir, but within 30 seconds I'm sleeping. I'm sleeping and I wake up at the kaddish after the shir. Should I keep going? Says the stifler, yes, you're having a melus. You don't go by the result, and upstairs you're an unbelievable general in Shamayim. Right here, you don't think you're getting anything, but you are doing as hard, you are working as hard as you can, and therefore, it is okay. But that's all about many of the versions of the story. It's about a shoemaker. Right? Shoemaker was a very common profession in the days of the Gemara, right? Rabbi Yochanan Hasandlar comes up elsewhere. So here too, Charsa de Ushchafi, the black that is used by a shoemaker. Ubechal davar shum is kayim. The Gemara continues, by anything that lasts, v'chulu, you can write a get with. La asuye mai. La asuye, what does that last phrase include? La asuye hadatani Rabbi Chanina, kasvu b'meitarya va'afza kosher. If you made it in May, tarya, which Rashi gives two pshatim to, either may geshamim, rainwater, lashen mori, meitarya mayim sheshorin bo pri. Shukein afatim, like gulna juice, you soak a fruit in it, so those are also kasher if it is miskayin. Tani Rabbi Chiya, kasvu ba'avar, b'shachar, u'b'shichar kasher. If you write it in avar, is some type of lead juice, you have lead, a type of metal that's soaked in a liquid, b'shachar, u'b'shichar, all of that is kasher. Itzmar. So now we get into a major sugya about ksiva. And the secret, part of the secret of this Gemara is comparing different areas of halacha regarding siva, something that we've touched on and we will touch on. But here it is right now. Itmar. Hamavir diyo al gabe sikra b'shabbos. If somebody takes black ink and writes over red ink on Shabbos, right, what is sikra? Sikra comes up by Meiser Behema. We take a sikra and we mark the 10th animal, right? That's the red. So if you take black and you mark it over red, B'Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Yishlakash Dami Travayu, Chayiv Shtayim. You're Chayiv two malachas. Achas Mishum Kosev, V'Achas Mishum Mocheg. One for writing, you wrote in the black, and one for erasing, you erased in the red. Right? That's black on red. Dio al gabe dio. What if you didn't do black on red, but you do the same exact thing? You did red on red, you do black on black. Dio al gabe dio, Sikra al gabe Sikra, Pater. Because then you didn't add anything. That's not a ksiva for Hilchah Shabbos. You didn't accomplish anything. That's ksav al gabi ksav. Ksav al gabi shab for Shabbos is nothing. Sikra al gabi dio. What about the opposite? What if you do red on black, which is not really bettering it, right? It's kind of like messed up. It was beautiful beforehand. So Amri Lachayev, Amri Lapater. That's a machlokas. Amri Lachayev. Some say Chayev in that case Mocheku because you did a race. You have ruined the black. You have erased the black writing by the red, and therefore that's you've ruined it. You've erased it. Amri Lapater Makalkalu. And the other day it says no. There's a p'tur we know in Hilchah Shabbos a Makalka. If you do a malacha in a destructive way, and you're not accomplishing anything, so it's only Asa Drabanan, it's Makalka. Sometimes it's even Mutter. Litzarach Shabbos. But it's Makalkel. Rashi says, so what about the first opinion? Right, the first person doesn't hold a Makalkel. What if Makalkel is a p'tur in Hilchah Shabbos? Rashi, Makalkelu, Vahavile Kamochek al Menashe lo lichtov, number one, Ulamandi Mechayiv, Lohavi Makalkel Kolkach. The one who says Mechayiv will say, because it's not totally ruining it. Shari Ksavo Nikar, the Ksav is Nikar. You've darkened it, and you're right, it's not as good as it was. You've made it worse, but it's not a total Makalkel. And therefore, it is you're still going to be chayiv for that. And the Ritva here in the Ksav, yeah, it says a little tikkun, you know, prevents the patur of mekalkel from kicking in. So that's if you did it the opposite. Good. Tosfos. Tosfos discusses here 2 points. Number one, Tosfos discusses an amazing question and an amazing answer. Tosfos says, what do you see from this Gemara? That if it's mamish the same thing, dio agabe dio, you're pater. Your potter, Tosfos Ibn Maskel Dio, the second one. Dio Agabe Dio, Tema, Dahacha Mashba de Dio Agabe Dio, Lo Klumu, Le Inyan Shabbos. And we are comparing that. We'll see the Gemara is going to compare that to get. Also, the Ksav Agabe Ksav is not going to be considered Ksiva. But ask Tosfos, what did the get the Medami Bislamak Lashabbos? In a minute, Beth Shem, we're going to read the Gemara. Where Hilchos Get and Hilchos Shabbos are compared, but Umash, but the Lekaman Depolik. It sounds like nobody argues. Ula Kaman Amrinam. But later on tomorrow's daf, we're going to have Kasvu Shalol Lishma. If you wrote to get Shalol Lishma, the He'evir Olav Kol Mis Lishma, Bono LaMachlokas Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan. So then there is at least one of the Tanaim that say you would be that would be a get kasher if you have a get that's written Shalol Lishma. Then you write over it. You write a Lishma. That would be good. So Rabbi Yehuda Aviksav. It will be good enough for Rabbi Yehuda. So how could this Gemara say that Ksav al-Gabi Ksav is not called Ksiva for Hilchah Shabbos and for Hilchah Gittin? Right? What about over there? You see Lishma. Vodra of Achamasek Lekaman. If you're a Banamodu Gabi Get, that'd be Kasher. There's even a day that says everybody agrees. So that's Tosfos is Kasha. So what's an easy answer? The Ramban says, you're right. It's a Machlokes. Our Gemara is only going like the Rabbanon originally. The original Rabbanon Shita, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're right. Ksav al-Gabi Ksav would be called a Ksav. But there are two other very significant answers to this question. First is Tosfos' answer. Tosfos says, Ksav al-Gabi Ksav is not only defined by the physical, but is defined by the halachic, what you have achieved. The halachic achievement. V'omer Rabbi Yitzchak, end of the first line of Tosfos. Dila kamon vadai, shekasav arishon hoi shalol lishma, v'ksav asheni oseh lishma, chashiv ksav l'Rabbi Yehuda r'vach afilu rabbana chashiv ksav gabe get. Over there, you've accomplished something. You've taken a get that was not kosher, and now you made it lishma. That's not just ksav al gabe ksav. That's ksav shalol lishma. And then on top of ksav lishma, look what you've accomplished. So that's why it's good over there. Aval hachash ksav sheni eno masakin klum. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda moda de lo chashav ksav. Over here, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not ksav because you haven't accomplished anything. Tosfos is not mechalik between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Gittin, but Tosfos is mechadesh that if you have a ksav lishma, so then that can overtake and redefine this ksav to be called ksav, even though physically you've done the same thing. And the Ramban does not give that answer. We'll see what the Ramban says soon. But the Ramban doesn't mean it, because the Ramban might think, what are you talking about? If it's ksav agabi ksav, physically, it's either a ksav or not. You don't say, oh, halachically, well, you've accomplished. But that's Tosfos' daya here. The Minchas Chinuch has a classic Minchas Chinuch here that asked this question. Following. Only Minchas Chinuch thinks of this. What happens if you write this case of ksav lishma on top of ksav shelo lishma, if you do that on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or according to the Rabbanan, according to one opinion, on Shabbos you write a get lishma, al gabi ksav. Ksav al gabi ksav is patra on Shabbos. But what about here? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you've accomplished something. So maybe now we would say that you're chayev even for Shabbos. Because once you're chayev for get, you should be chayev for Shabbos. But 1 second, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you're chayev for Shabbos, that means you're a mumar. You're a heretic because you did malacha on Shabbos. A mumar can't write a get, lishma. So therefore, it wouldn't be called lishma. But if you didn't do lishma, then you wouldn't be chayev on Shabbos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is a galgal hachozer. Every time you say you're chayev for Shabbos, memela you're a mumar, so then it wouldn't be called the Shema, then it wouldn't be good for Gittin, and then you shouldn't be chayev for Shabbos. Unbelievable. He writes this in the Mosach Shabbos, in Parshas Yisro, Begetra Yenechshe Shalol L'Shma. U B'Shabbos Hever Olav Kulmas L'Shma. Im Ayashogeg, not a problem. You have to bring a Karman Chatas. Avalam Hever Kulmas L'Shma B'Mezid Hei Chadin. V'Hine because of Get B'Mezid B'Shabbos Havim Mumar. Ach kan im nomar de eno get to humumar be emes im eno get lo chilol Shabbos klal de ksav al ksav shari b'Shabbos rak machmas betakein v'im eno get lo havi betakein im kein lo havi mumar v'aget kasher. But if the get is kasher shuv, he is a mumar and it should be puzzle. So he says, what are you supposed to do in this case? And then, amazingly, he continues v'ef shalomar. He says, well, maybe I can think of a different reason why the get should be puzzle. Totally different reason, and that's based on the sugya in the beginning of Maseches Temura, of Kol Milsa, Damar Rachmana Lo Sevid, Yavin Mahani, Yavin Lo Mahani, if you try to do something, it's not going to work. So here, Ayidei Da Get Paso, V'lo Mahani, Yisukana Isser. If you say, as the Maharit says, always quoted in all the sugyas of that topic, the Maharit says, you only apply the principle if by applying the principle of Lo Mahani, that would prevent the person from violating the Aveira. So that's true here. If you say the person did not violate Shabbos, right? That would only be if the get is pasul, right? Because if the get is kosher, he would be violating Shabbos. So in that case, that's why he thinks I would say that the get would be pasul, and he ends up saying zeborer, right? If you ask those great questions, and then he says zeborer, but that's the Minchas Chinuch, but that comes from the first answer of Tosfos here. Again, asking, ksav al gabi ksav here is no good. Tomorrow's daf, we see it is good. First answer is the Ramban. Maybe this is only a libet Rabbanan. But answer number two, the first exciting answer is Tosfos. Maybe you're mechalek there. If it's shlishma, that would be defining it. And the other exciting answer is the Ramban himself. The Ramban's other answer, where the Ramban says, maybe Reb Yehuda is not meant to be transferred to Hilchas Shabbos. Says the Ramban, Inami Savar Ihu, Shiny Lishma Mi Shabbos. To Gabi Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Beinon, Velo Ahanu Masav, Shekfar Nechtav. By get, maybe it works, Lishma by get has now transformed this document into a halachically valid Shtar Gittin, and therefore it's considered positive there. But by Shabbos, it's the same exact Ksav. And you need, as we know from the Unkelis and the Pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, Meleches Machsheves, Meleches Umanvan, and it has to be professional thought out work, and that, we know, is the reason for many halachos of Hilchas Shabbos, the Ptur of Darshin Miskaveh, Meleches Shein Svicha Lagufa, Misasek Mekalkel Shinui, Grama, Shnayim Shasuhu, many, according to various different sources, say that's included in Meleches Machsheves. That's the Ramban's answer. chilek between Shabbos and Gittin. Why doesn't Tosfa say that answer? Maybe he doesn't think there's a chilek, at least here. There are other chilukim, but here the Gemara seems to be putting them together. Most of the time, Melechas Machsheves is a kula in Hilchas Shabbos, right? Even though in other cases you'd be machmir and it's called an act, but in Hilchos, Shabbos is going to be Mekel because we have a higher standard of what is called Malacha in Hilchos Shabbos. That is the general rule. Rav Asher Weiss in Minchas Asher in Vayakel catalogs many different examples of what the application of Malachas Machsheves is. He has 12 halachos that he thinks is based on that Malachas Machsheves. But again, there are some sources where it goes in the other direction as well, where even if you want to say it's not an act in Kol HaTorah Kula, it would be an act in Hilchos Shabbos because you've accomplished something. And that's what Malachas Machsheves is about. You wanted to accomplish it. Just one example of that, that's in Baba Kama Daf Samach, the sugya of Liba Balifsa Haruach. Right? We know if somebody has a fire and then the wind takes it, so they're going to be Pater Chayiv, the Gemara says, and even though usually Grumma Binizakin is Pater, by Shabbos, isn't that the Malacha of Zoreh? The Malacha of winnowing, you use the wind. So if you use the wind, by Shabbos, you use the wind by Hezek, so why over there is Pater, is Grumma, here is different. Here, Zora, you throw it up, the wind takes the chaff, and the heavy stuff falls down, says the Gemara. Ki amrinan Zora v'ruach misayaso hani miliv inyan Shabbos to melechaz machsheves asra Torah aval hacha Grumma ba'almahu v'grumma b'dizakin is Pater. So the Gemara has an example of a kula by outside and a chumra by Hilchos Shabbos. Again, but that is not the more common. More commonly, it is Shabbos that is the kula. Okay, let's continue. Once we're on the topic of ksiva on Shabbos, there's another important makar to be aware of, and that is a stipler. Stipler discusses in Shabbos in Simen Mem, what is the difference? How do you know if the malacha on Shabbos is writing or another malacha coloring? Writing, ksiva, or it's soveya. So he discusses this there, and he says there's an easy way to know the chilek. Because some rishonim, you don't always get the exact definition, but he says something very mustaver, and then when you hear it, you're like, oh, okay, and then all the cases could fit into that definition. That whenever you write something, there's backgrounds, what you're writing on, and what you're writing with. Are you writing and you are making the background better, or are you just using the background in order to write on? That's the chilek. If you are bettering the background, that's soveya. You're miyape umishabeach, the mashbiach, the background, right? A coloring book. If I color in a coloring book, I fill in a picture, that's the malacha of soveya. But if I write something, I'm just writing, and I happen to be using the background to write on, but I'm not doing it lahashbiach, the background. That's the chilek between soveya and ksiva. The inyan tzviya hu asiyas tikun bedavar hanitzva shemashbicha umiyapeyu bazeh. Umalechas ksiva hu ifcha. The opposite. Shahadavar shenechtav alav hu mishamesh laha osios. That's serving the letters. Ve'ikaro lasias osios miskavein. Ela lefisha yefsha lasos osios parchos bavir. You can't write in midair, so you need a background. That's the hechitimsi to write on. Mukhrach lasos an al davar mamashi kadeshi iskaimu v'nimsa shanayar mishamish laha osios v'lokim lechas soveya shatzviya mishamish lashviyach as a davar. So sometimes it's not so clear. Most of the time it is. But sometimes what if I'm writing a picture, like the Gemara talks about the case, you're writing a picture on a mug, on a cup. So what's that? You're trying to make the cup more beautiful to have a picture on it, but you're not coloring in the cup. So it's a little tricky. It's not always clear. By Tzart Sura Bekli, that is the it uses that to answer up a Rambam that there might be some flexibility in terms of that definition. Okay, now let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine, I'm a little more than halfway down. Ba'amine, Reish Lakish Me'er B'Yochanan, Eidim Shein Yodim Lachtom, Ma'oshi Yichtivu Lehem B'Sikra V'Yichtimu. Right, what happens, what's we're talking about, different types of writing, of Gittin, what happens if Eidim don't know how to sign their name? So can we write it for them B'Sikra V'Yichtimu? We'll write it in red and they'll sign it in black. Right, remember what we said before? Ksav El Yom Ksav, O Eino Ksav. So, does that work or not? So, Amar le'ein oksav. So, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's not called ksav. even though you wrote it in red and they wrote it on top in black, doesn't work. But what do you mean? We just said regarding Hilcha Shabbos, it is Ksav, right? We just said in the Brisa, we just said in the earlier, they both said on the Brisa, the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have red and then you write on top of that on black on Shabbos, then you can be Chayiv for Shabbos. So why by Gittin is that not good enough here? So Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, V'chi mipnesha anu medamin nase maisa? What does that mean? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, do you think I was saying it betores vadai earlier? I'm not sure if this is a ksav. I would never. I said chayiv for Hilchos Shabbos. That doesn't mean I would tell him to bring a carbon. Right, chayiv chadas for sure. And a chash of chulin bazara. Says Rashi, no. We're not sure. Because I think that we're going to act based upon it. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not sure. So the way Rashi understands this line is, we're not sure whether ksav, shachar, al-gabe, ksav, adom is called ksav, and therefore just be machber across the board. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but it's not going to be good enough for get. Who argues, who clearly argues, that is the Rambam. The Rambam, when he quotes this halach in Hilchos Shabbos, he quotes, you write black on red, chayiv chatos. The Rambam paskens, you're chayiv. So, Yechayiv, that's not because he's unsure. So ask the Achronim, how can he say that? How can he say Chayiv? It says here, so if you look in the Chay Adam, in Hilchos Shabbos, in the Nishmas Adam, in Klal Lamid Zion, he quotes this Rambam, and he says, obviously the Rambam had a different shot of what this line means. Not like Rashi, that you think we're unclear? You know what the answer must be? Why are you asking me from Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Gittin? Hilchos Shabbos, you're going to be Chayiv. But in Hilchos Gittin, you're not going to be Chayiv. Again, this is an example of what we just said. You could have a Chumra in Hilchos Shabbos and a Kula outside. V'tzarech lomar, da Rambam mifarish, b'shvil shanu medamin lo kepirish Rashi. Ela deratza lomar, v'chi b'shvil shanu medamin get l'shabbos, nase maisa. Lomo get me Shabbos? No, says the Nishmas Adam. Ela avagav de linyin Shabbos habiksav, mikomakom linyin get lo nase maisa lahachshir. He says the Chayadim. That's how the Rambam understands the line of the Gemara. And then he throws in v'chein matzino le'inyin chok tochos. That is a machlokas in Hilchos Shabbos between the Rashba and the Ran. It's quoted in on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. Also, we know in Hilchos Stam you have to write the letters. You can't write the background like in recess. Right, push up the letters from the back. That doesn't work. That's called chok tochos. You need chok yerechos. You have to actually form the letters. What about on Shabbos? If you do chok tochos on Shabbos, is that chayiv? So that's a machlokas. There is a rush. I think it's the Rashba says that you compare, and then the Ran says, what are you talking about? There's a big difference between the two. You could be chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos, even though it's not called ksav or Hilchos Stam. Right? You don't have to compare the two cases, but that's the example that the Chay Adam is quoting there in the Nishbas Adam in Klal Amazayin in Hilchos Shabbos in Sifkatan Beis. Just like we don't compare it there, we don't have to compare it here, right? That's in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. Good. Just once we're here, now we're talking about Ksiva on Shabbos. Just to mention the other Chashugei Chemed I alluded to at the end of yesterday's shiur. Chashugei Chemed says, what about Ksiva on Shabbos? What about a screen? What's his case? This is the fascinating case. Nizkak lahasi yoledes or chola. Somebody's going to the hospital on Shabbos because they have a woman who's having a baby or a chola. V'yodan, he knows. Rakaz aderech ha-chalakashi derech ha-chalakashi. He knows how to get there, but he doesn't know the shortest way. He doesn't know if there's going to be traffic. He doesn't know other roads. Is he allowed to use a GPS or a Waze on Shabbos in order to show him the shortest way? Because he might violate certain malachos by pressing the buttons and by getting the proper way, but ultimately it's going to save him on every time he presses the pedal in the car. That's an isadaraisa of havara. So lichora, he says, hayef shalomar shekivan shekol pam shu noseya biyom chol hu mechavenes the CSI de amachshir, says of Zilberstein. Because this is called driving. So this is driving. Just like you do. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? When you have a chola, sheish bo sakana, you act like it's weekday. See here too. This is normal behavior of driving during the week. Ulai af b'ni donenu, mutu l'shtamish b'navat, mikivan, she b'yom chol regilin l'shtamish b'navat k'din l'taba b'chola meher yoter, ayidei kach, she yedu es haderech ha-meira, b'yosel l'beis cholim. So l'chor, that's what I would say. But then he says, I'm not sure. Because maybe you could still get there, you know, without this. It's not like, yeah, I have to, you drive a car safely, but here you don't actually need this. And number two, regarding the chole, if it's not dachuf every second, regarding the chole, it's not enough gamina whether you're going to get there an extra few minutes or not, is it? And he says, you know, I'm not sure. But then he goes and says, maybe it's a malacha shein esrich l'gufa. Because you don't need the, you just need the information. This is a separate shayla milcha Shabbos. You need the information from that. Kiva tzorach malacha shein esrich l'gufa, shayinu tzorach l'gufa malacha la'atzmo, ela tzorach ez malacha rakadei lemnoa es ha'iser. You're just using it to prevent you from driving more. Lamaisa, he says, if you do it, b'shinu, I think you can use it. And then he says, he asks his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, who says it is mutter. Why not just to mutter to prevent you from more chil Shabbos? But once you're going in the car with a patient, obviously, it's in the category of chol yesh bo sakana. The faster you get to the hospital, the better. V'tovas achol yishiyagil beit cholim ba'ofan amahir biyoter. And therefore, you are allowed to use it, and could be, once you're allowed to use it, then you have to use it. Right? There's no chumrah of, I'm not going to use it. Once you're allowed to, it could be that that is what one should do in this case. Okay, l'chor with the shinui, that's definitely l'chadchila, to use one's pinky to press the buttons. Because again, the whole thing might not be daraisa anyway, if there's no fire, if it's all a screen, that's a separate discussion. Itzmar, let's continue. Eidim she'en yodim lachtom. What if Eidim do not know how to sign their name? So we just said, does that writing something with red work on black? So what about other options? Rav Amar, mikaren lam ne'er chalak, umemala mesakraim dio. What does that mean? So Rashi says that means we basically engrave and carve out their name, and then they take ink and pour it into the carving out, and then that is their signing their name. We etch it in, and they fill it in. That is Rashi. If you look in the Tosa's Rid here, Tosa's Rid says, but that's a ksav. The etching itself is a ksav. And we just said ksav al gabi ksav is no good possibly. So why should that work? Therefore, the Tosa's Rid himself gives a different shot. Another Rishonim quote this as well, that what you do is you take a separate piece of paper and you carve out their names, and then you hold that paper on top of the bottom paper, and then they fill in the ink in between the cutout, and then you lift off the cutout, and there it's like the old fashioned dittos or whatever it's called, the ways that you fill it on top, like sometimes you have little kids have like letters that they want to trace. So you trace it over, you put the letters on top, and then you fill it in. So that said, the Tosa Rid, that's rather what I would say. And Rashi might say, no, that's not called writing. That's not called, they're just filling in. But the Avnei Nezer beautifully gives a different, an answer for Rashi. What's the Kasha on Rashi? We just said, Ksav al Gabi Sav is no good. So says the Avnei Nezer, no. There's a difference in the quality. When you have red and black, it's all ink, one on top of another, so it could be that the bottom one is not mevatel, the upper one, and that's not called ksav al gabi, that's not called a ksav on top. But here, there's an etching. When you pour the ink in, is anybody going to look at this and say the etching is significant? No, it's the ink. It's a different quality of writing. It's a different type of writing, and therefore, for sure, it would be okay. So either way, let's go with Rashi Pshat. So if you don't know how to do that, Rob says you could do this. Shmuel Amar Be'ever. Shmuel says you should use Ever with lead. So Gemara says Be'ever Salka Daitach. What, just to scrub lead and try to get a color from it? V'atani Rabbi Chiya Kasu Be'ever B'Shachar B'Shichar Kasher. But if you do that, it's already Kasher. So it's already a signature before the aide gets to do it. Lo kasha haba avra haba maya da avra. There's a difference between avra, which is just a piece of lead that you rub, not mixed with water, right? So that you could use maya da avra. That's the liquid. That's what was meant earlier. Rabbi Avo Amar b'mei milin. Maybe the way that you could write for them is using mei milin, a type of water that you had gallnuts soaked in. Batani Rabbi Chiya kasu b'mei tarya va'afsa kasha. We said before that's already considered ksav. So why should the Eidim be able to sign on top of it? Lo kasha had the office, had the low office. No, it depends if the parchment was already treated with walnut juice. If it was, so then putting walnut juice on top of it is not going to be called ksav, because it's not going to add anything. Shein mei milin, al gabi mei milin, and therefore it would be okay. Rav Papa Amar, a fourth suggestion, Baroque, you could use saliva, which is not permanent at all, and they could write on top of that. V'cheno relay Rav Papa, or Papa Torah, Rav Papa tell Papa, the one who took care of oxen, Torah, Baroque, Vahani Mili Begitin. But the Gemara ends up saying this is all by Gittin, you're allowed to use any of these bidi-evid type of mechanisms to help the, teach the people about signing. Aval b'shtaris lo, but by shtaris, it's no good. Dahu avet, dahu da'avet, why? Because it's not, you don't have misha miguna. Somebody tried to do this by other shtaros, and Rav Kahana gave Malkus, he did not allow it. There is an interesting machlokas, in, if you look in the Agos Hashri here in Siman Yud Beis, machlokas between Rabbeinu Simcha and the Ar Zarua. Could you make a shliach to sign for you? What if I can't sign? Or if I can sign, but I'm going to make a shliach? So, Heish Rabbeinu Simcha, get shalo chasmu aidim miksav yadan. Ela sofer chasmu kasher, it works even according to Rabbi Meir. Shlucho shaladam kamoso. Right, that's what Rabbeinu Simcha says. And the Ar Zarua says, no way, why didn't they suggest that in our Gemara then? Why didn't they suggest that in our Gemara? Right, so Rabbeinu Simcha has to answer back to that. That's a, and also the Ar Zarua says, the whole point is to test the signatures. You need verification. Is this the signature? You can't have shlichus when it comes to chasimus. So that's an important discussion here in the Hagos Hashri. But we continue. Tanya Kavasi the Rav, there are those that support Rav, right, that says that the first suggestion, that you do the engraving and then allow the pouring in. Eidem Shein Yodim Lachtom, Gmekar Lem Niyar Chalak, Umalatzakarim Dio, there it is, Rav Shita. Amr, Shemeng Amliya, Bamedram Amur, Begitei Noshim. Only Begitei Noshim is this allowed, as we just said, Avad B'Shachori, Avadim, Vishar Kol Ashtaris. It's not as pressing, it's not as Dachuf. Im Yodim Likros, Valachtom, Chosmin, if they know, great, Vim Lavein Chosmin. But if they don't know how to read and sign, don't do it. Says the Gemara, Karye, Mandekar Shmei, who mentioned reading? We're just talking about signing. Chisurei Mechzer V'Achitani, you're right, add in a line, Edim, Shein Yodim, Likros, Korin Lefnehem, V'Chosmin, line one, if the Edim don't know how to read, you read it in front of them, and then they can sign their name. Parenthetically, we discussed already on Daf Tes where this came up. Isn't that a problem of aid me pi aid? If they're being read to it, Tosfos said no, because aid me pi aid is only where the aidim are testifying on an event, and then they tell somebody else the event happened. But if I'm just telling you what it says in the Shtar, that's called gili milsa. That's just telling you what it says. That's not aid me pi aid. Or the Tosfos Rashi here says maybe they know some of the letters, they just can't understand it fully. Either way, so that's why it's not an ABPA. Continuing the Brisa, so if Adam don't know how to read, so you read it in front of them, v'she'en yodim lachtom v'chulu, then you do the engraving like Rav said. Amar shibing amliel, b'med v'amur b'gitei nashim, avu b'shachori avadim, v'shar kol ashtaris, b'vei avishtaris, im yodim likros v'lachtom chosmin, if they know, fine, v'im lav, and if not, you gotta wait to find others. Ain chosmin, it's not so pressing. Amar b'lazer, my timer, d'rib shibing amliel, why do we say get isha is different? Shalom you, Benos Yisrael, Agunos. So Benos Yisrael aren't left to be Agunos, right? We do everything we can to get them married. If you look in the Chuvas of the Bach, at the end of Simon Samach Dalet, he has a beautiful Lashon, where he has a heter of Agunos there, he says, Al Tachshvu Lila Gaiva, Shechnasti Roshi Bimdvar Melu. Don't think I'm a Bal Gaiva, trying to find a heter in these areas, and I'm not worth it. Taminuli. I'll do anything as long as it's halachically based to be matar and aguna. Listen to the language of the Bach. V'chol misha matar aguna achas bizman ki'ilu bona achas micharvos Yerushalayim ha'el yonah lahatzel b'china achas min eishas chayel. Unbelievable. We do whatever we can, whatever we can. The Marsham, even as a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simon Pei Dalet, where he quotes the Bach, and then he says, nitchakti ligmar tshuva hayom b'yom tzom Tisha B'Av, Al Chorban Beis Tifarteinu. Based on that Bach, he had allowed himself to write a tshuva even on Tisha B'Av. Famous story, it's quoted recently about Rav Avadia. He was about to get heart surgery, and he said, no, give me 2 hours. Why? I have to go home to write a tshuva to be Matar Asur Naguna, because who knows if I'm going to get out of this alive. See, Davka delayed his surgery in order to go home to write a heter for an aguna. Unbelievable. Vaiter. Amar Rava, halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel. Back to the Gemara, Rava says halacha k'rav Shimon Gamliel, meaning this, the whole, all of these, allowances are only by get. For Abgamda Mishpeta Rava, Amar ain't halacha. No, the halacha is not like it, don't limit it. Vela Kaman, k'rabanan. What, we pass like the Rabbanan that you could use this by other stars too? V'yahu da'avet uvda b'shar stars v'nagdi Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana gave Malkus to somebody who did it by shar stars. Tirgama Akriya. No, it means that Rav Gamda, that was Machshir, Bishar Shtaris, was only referring to the kula of reading it in front of them, not if they don't know how to sign. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. What if you did it, Bishar Shtaris? Is it Rav Kana gave Malkus? So what does that mean? So the Rambam said, Rambam Paskin's puzzle. Puzzle, to get his puzzle. The Rashba says no. Why would the Gemara say he gave him Malkus? Malkus sounds like you did something wrong. But if it was puzzle, then you didn't do anything anyway. So what need is there to give Malkus? So the Rashba argues on the Rambam right here. Says the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam. It's in Uchaz Malva Velove, Chav Dalad Vav. The Magen Mishnah says no. He gave him Malkus because this star is going to be used now, and it's an incorrect star. It's a puzzle star, and it's going to lead to problems. So Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. What does this mean? Is it going to be puzzle Bashar Shtaris or not? Rabbi Yehuda Mitztair. Rabbi Yehuda was at the end of his life. He couldn't see so well. He was in pain. Kari v'chassim. So he read it very, very. He worked very hard to read it. Then he signed. Amar le'ula lo tzrichas. You don't have to work so hard. To Rabbi Lazar Mara de Eretz Yisrael karu kamei v'chassim. Rabbi Lazar couldn't read, and he's the great Mara de Eretz Yisrael. They read it in front of him, and he just signed it. For Rav Nachman karu kamei safri dani v'chassim. Rav Nachman also. So he was told, Rav Yehuda was told that you don't have to make yourself crazy, you don't have to work so hard, it could just be read in front of you. But the Gemara adds on, it can only be read in front of you if you're having it read from very trustworthy people. V'davka Rav Nachman v'safri d'dayni d'islu emsa. They have awe and fear of the one they're reading it in front of. Avo Rav Nachman v'safri achrini, safri d'dayni v'inish achrini lo. If any of the parties involved, if the relationship wasn't there of the awe and trepidation, then it wouldn't work. The Ramban says, you could use, and Ramban right here says, you could use anyone as long as you trust them and you know that they would never do such a thing. Because it's milsa da'avidi l'gluye, so you're allowed to rely on it. Rav Papa, kavi yasa l'kami shtara parsa, da'avid bar kosh shal kusim, when Rav Papa had a star that was in a different language, that came in front of him, makri luhu l'shne kusim zeh shalo b'fnei zeh, he had two kusim, two non-Jews, read it to him. One not in front of the other one, so he could test them. But Mesiach Levitumo, and he won't tell them what he needs them to read it for. But it was just Mesiach Levitumo. Umag v'beimi mishavdi, and he used it as a real star. He even collected from Mishubadim. Amar Avashi, Amar Li Rav Huna Bar Nasa, Nachi Amar Amemar, High Star Parsa the Chasimi Alei Sadi Yisrael, Magvina Beimi Mishavdi. That Persian star that the Edom are Jews, you could collect from Mishubadim. We had this earlier. V'halo Yadi Lemikri, but they don't know how to read it. B'diyadi, they knew. You need ksav that is not able to be forged. Bidafitson, yes, you use a document that was already treated with gallnut juice. Don't you have to chazer the topic of the star in the last line? But the matter you did. The Elamai Kamashlan. Then what's the Chiddush? The Kol Lashon Kasher. That you can write it in any Lashon, any star? Tanino, we learned later on. Get Shakasvu Ivris, the aid of Yavanis. Yavanis made of Ivris, kosher. Any language is okay. Samara says, Imiya hi hava mina hanimili be git denavo bashar starvis lo. You might think that's only by get. Kamashmon, you could use this by other stars. Period. Let's just finish up. Amar Shmuel, Nasan la niyar chalak. If a man gives a woman a blank document, the Rishonim say it can't be totally blank, as maybe it was written on beforehand, but it might have gotten rubbed out. And then you look at it a week later, it's nothing there. Migureshes, you still have to be worried. Maybe she's divorced. Chayshina, Shema b'meimil and kaso. Maybe he wrote it in something that was somewhat permanent, even though you can't see it now. You have to be worried about it. The Ramban says maybe this is only after she got remarried. If she didn't get married, do it again. Or be choshesh l'chadchila. Meisve, is this really true that even if it's blank, if a man gives his wife a get, says the Tosefta, and then she takes it without reading it and throws it into the sea. Ola aror to a fire. Ola chol davar of it. Basically, you can't read it now. V'chazar v'amar, and then he says, just joking, that was not your get. Shtar pasimu, it was a star that was written, I wanted somebody to write that I was a rich guy. Shtar amanahu, it was a star that I trusted that somebody was going to lend me money, but it never occurred. It was some type of other star. Migureshes, we still say that she is divorced. He does not have the power to undo the shtar. V'lo kolei menu la'osra. He does not have the power to ask her and say she's still married. Taima di'ika ksav. But that's only because something was written on it. Haleka ksav lo. But if nothing is written on it, then how could you so it's a kasha on the first statement, Kasha on Shmuel, how can you say a blank one? So Kikamar Shmuel debatkina leba maya denari. You're right. Shmuel only says that if you check it, there's a way to check, to put some type of dye on it, ipalit palit, and then the ink that would have been there would spit out and would come to the surface. V'ilo palit lav klomu. You're right. If it doesn't come out after this test, it's nothing. V'chipalit mayhave hashu de palit. But 1 minute. If it only comes out now, but at the time of the Maisa Gerishin, it wasn't there. Shmuel nami chayshin and kamar. Shmuel says we're choshesh, not like a vadai divorce, but it could be that it was there and then it got absorbed. So we are not sure. Amar Avina, Amar Liamemer, Hachi Amar Mereimer, Mishmeh Rav Dimi, Hani Beitrei Diav Gita Kamayot Tzrichi Lemikre. Those two people that a get was given in front of them, you have to read it. Big discussion in the Rishonim here. You have to, the Edom have to read it. Tosfos and the Rashba discuss. Read it beforehand, read it afterwards. And what is halacha if you didn't read it? But at least the chadchila we paskin, right? Look at the end of Tosfos. The re read it before the giving and after the giving. But you should try to do that's the chadchila. Meisve, is that really true? Harezekitech, what our case? Venathos of Zarkasal Yamola or the Chaldavra oven. Nobody read it. She got it, and then it was thrown into a place where it was ruined. V'chazav Amar Shtaras Pasim Ustaraman Humagureshes Vokalimenu La Osra. He can't undermine it. V'yamr Tzricha LeMikre. But if the Edom read it, Basa Dekaryu Mimatzi Amaleachi. So of course he's not going to be able to do it. The Edom read it. It was a get. Lo Tzricha. The Chiddush is the Basa Dekaryu. After they read it, he took it back, he put it into his pocket, and he took it out of his pocket and gave it to her. You might think maybe we have to be worried that it was switched. Kamash Malon, we don't have to worry that it was switched. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem will continue next time here in the second parak of Maseches Gittin. Again, today's show is sponsored by the Friedman family. L'zecha Nishmas Menucha Mina Friedman on her 5th yard site. Today, she was zocha to see generations of B'nai Torah, Shomrei Mitzvos. And it's also sponsored by the Cook family on Mrs. Beatrice's Cook 1st yard site, Batya Bas Nachem Ber, a mother who raised her 2 boys by herself to be B'nai Torah, which has been transmitted to the children, to the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. We thank for the sponsorship, and we will stop here.